Blog Talk Radio.
Agree with you in prayer. Thank you, Jesus. I prayed for you. I prayed for you. I'm going to use your story. I want to be free right now. Open your mouth and begin to tell the Lord. I want to be free right now. Tell the Lord. I'm ready to be delivered right now. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Open your mouth and tell him. God, I give you every failure. God, I give you every secret in my life. God, I give you every hidden thing. I'm ready. Shake it off of me. Deliver me in my secret that I might be free. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Will fall upon. 30 more seconds. 30 more seconds. He's breaking it off of you. He's changing your appetite. He's changing your desire. Somebody clap your hands for these people. Somebody's getting free. We break the cords. We break the cords of wickedness. We break the cords of your bondage. Woman, be free. Woman, be free. Woman, be.
Welcome to another Kingdom Builders International Internet Radio broadcast. Glory to God. And this is Evangelist Hannah, your host for tonight. I thank God for everyone who has called in on the phone lines, and I give a shout out to all our internet listeners. So continue to listen to the music, and I will return.
Strength begone, got a new song. Now,
glory to God. Glory to God. We just give a shout out to Jesus tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Well, tonight we have a guest speaker that's coming on tonight, Pastor Mark Harvin from Cornerstone Christian Center, where him and his beautiful wife, Bernadette, are the pastors. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Pastor Harvin, are you on the line?
Yes, I am.
Yes, glory to God. Well, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I just plead the blood of Jesus over the men of God tonight. I thank you that your word shall go forth unhindered and unchecked by any outside forces. In the name of Jesus, I plead the blood of Jesus over the phone lines and over the internet. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, I thank you right now, Father, because you will use the man of God for your glory, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, I discover him and his church and his home in your blood, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. And I thank you for your warring angels that's worn over the men of God, in the name of Jesus. I pray, amen, and glory to God. Thank you, Lord God. At this time, Pastor, I yield the line to you.
Amen, amen, amen. First of all, I would like to give the honor to God, who's the head of my life. And I also would like to thank Kingdom Builders International and Kingdom Daughters, Evangelist Dana Hanna, and Prophetess Teresa Phillips Cox. And I also want to give a greeting from Cornerstone Family Christian Center, where I am the pastor, and my beautiful wife, Bernadine Harvin, is the co-pastor. So we just thank you on this day. I am humbled, I am blessed, and I am thankful that you even thought about me to give a word on today. And I know that the people will be blessed. So I thank you. So tonight, we're going to talk about the Potter's House. We're going to talk about letting God mold us, shape us, and use us for his plans and his purposes. So I'm going to come out of Jeremiah, the 18th chapter, starting with the first verse. It says, this is the word that came to Jeremiah from the Lord. Go down to the potter's house, and there I will give you my message. So I went down to the potter's house, and I saw him working at the wheel. But the pot he was shaping from the clay was marred in his hands. So the potter formed it into another pot, shaping it as it seemed best to him. Then the word of the Lord came to me, O house of Israel, can I not do with you as this potter does, declares the Lord, like clay in the hands of the potter, so are you in my hand, O house of Israel. If at any time I announce that a nation or a kingdom is to be uprooted, torn down, and destroyed, and if that nation I warn represents of its evil, then I will relent and not inflict on it the disaster I have planned. And if at another time I announce that a nation or kingdom is to be built up and planted, and if it does evil in my sight, and does not obey me, and I will reconsider the good I had intended to do for it. Now, therefore, says to the people of Judah and those living in Jerusalem, this is what the Lord says. Look, I am preparing a disaster for you and a devastating plan against you. So turn from your evil ways, each one of you, and reform your ways and your actions. But they will reply, it is no use. We will continue with our own plans, each of us will follow the stubbornness of his evil heart. I'm going to stop right there. I just want to just give thanks to you, Lord, on tonight, Lord. I just ask you to let me decrease or let you increase, Father God. And Heavenly Father, let the Holy Spirit come with the word. Let it flow like a flowing, smooth river. And so, Father God, I thank you for using me for this purpose on tonight, Lord. that your people get your message and get this word. Lord, let it be all of you and none of me. And Father God, we just thank you on this night, Lord. And we just give you praise. We give you the honor and glory in Jesus' name. Amen. And so basically what we started off at, this is basically a general declaration of God's ways in dealing with nations and kingdoms, that he can easily do what he will with them as easily as the potter can with the clay. But that he certainly will do what is just and fair with them. And so today, the Lord wants to mold us, shape us, so that we can go out and do his will, his plans, and his purposes. You notice I said his will, his plans, and his purposes. And so I want to go back to the word where it says, this is the word that came to the Lord, came to Jeremiah from the Lord. He says, go down to the potter's house. He says, and there I will give you my message. Well, let's look at what the potter house is. The potter house in our day can be the church. And the church is where leaders of the church gives us the message from God. But the thing is, are we listening or are we having closed ears? You know, a lot of times when we're in church, we think about what we're going to do before when we get out of church, what we're going to do the next day, how we're going to prepare for our next day. And a lot of times the word of God kind of slips away from us. And something that was interesting that he said, so I went down to the potter's house and I saw him working at the wheel. And I can remember during my days of travel, when I was in the Navy, I was in Spain once, and I saw a pot. I actually saw a potter's wheel and a potter being made. And you know, the potter's wheel is a flat revolving disc that is connected by a shaft to a flywheel, you know, for throwing round forms of the clay. And so, as the wheel is spinning, the potter is got his hands on the clay, and he's molding it and shaping it to whatever shape he wants it to be in. But a lot of times, like it says in the fourth verse, it says, but the pot he was shaping from the clay was marred in his hands. And becoming marred, it became disfigured. And, it becomes disfigured. And so the potter formed it into another pot, shaping it as he seems best to him. And so what the potter does, he takes a lot, he takes water, and he continually waters the clay up as the wheel is spinning. And all the impurities and stuff that's in the clay, the more he waters it, the more the impurities come out. And so the more God waters us, the more the impurities of the sin that's in our lives, a lot of the sin start coming out in our lives, and then God continue to shape us as best as he sees fit. Not as we see fit, but as he sees fit. Okay, because a lot of times we want to do things in our own way. You know, even though God is shaping us and God is in control, you know, but sometimes that wheel just keeps spinning and spinning, and he has to keep shaping us and molding us to get us to conform to what he want, to where he wants us to be. And so the Lord says, like the clay in the hand of the potter, so are you in my hand, O house of Israel. And so God today, just like he was telling to Jeremiah, and Jeremiah was being obedient to the Lord, you know, we have to be obedient to the Lord. You know, we have to, just like the clay, we are the clay in the potter's hands. We are the clay, you know, and God is the potter. And so God is shaping us, he's molding us to be able to again, to conform to his will. But see, this as God is shaping us and molding us, beloved, and as a church, in the 12th verse it says, but they reply, it is no use. We will continue with our own plans. Each of us will follow the stubbornness of his evil heart. And so a lot of times, beloved, we come together in the churches and stuff like that, We don't want to really listen to prophets. We don't want to listen to the evangelists. We don't want to listen to the pastors or the teachers. You know, we want to continue to just do whatever we feel we want to do. You know, and a lot of us move around from church to church, you know, and a lot of times we blame the pastor, we blame the leaders of the church, you know, to continually justify doing what we're doing and not conforming to the will of God. But see, not conforming to the will of God and being disobedient to God, it has its consequences, okay? And so God, you know, he wants to use us for his plans, his purpose. He wants to use us for his will, not our will. And we got to continue to remember that it is all about him and it is not about us. And it's just interesting how after Jeremiah gave them the word of God, and like each Sunday when we go to the church or the Potter house, you know, we can use that as the church, the Potter's house. And each time we go to the church each Sunday, you know, we listen to the word, but we want to continue to do whatever we want to do. And that's not how God got this set up. You know, God is telling us to do some things because there's a lot of stuff going on out here in the world. And even the world around us, there's a lot of things that's going on because of the disobedience of God's people. You know, even the Lord was telling this to Jeremiah. He said, "Yet in the 15th verse, he says, yet my people have forgotten me. You know, they burn incense to worthless idols, which made them stumble in their ways. And in the ancient paths, they made them walk in the bypaths and on the roads not built up." And so let's take time out to dissect this verse a little bit. They burnt incense to worthless idols. It made them stumble in their ways. But let's look at it today in today's world. Let's look at burning incense to worthless idols. Let's look at drug use, alcoholism, the music that's being played nowadays, and the media, and all these things that we could look to as idols, you know, and not looking to God for his guidance. And a lot of times we use drugs to get away from our reality. Alcoholism, we become alcoholics because a lot of times we drink and drink and drink and drink until, you know, that we need that bottle more than we need the word of God. And then in the music that's being played nowadays, you know, it's just a lot of demonic spirits in that music and got people doing all kinds of things. And even the media, you know, we're looking at different types of movies and TV shows, and they have all kinds of ungodly things that's going on today, but yet we look at this stuff and we make them not idols. And we're not depending on the word of God to lead us in the path that we should go. And it says in the 16th verse, it says, their land will be laid waste, an object of lasting scorn, and all who pass will be appalled and will shake their heads. And again, I want to look at that verse, and let's look at our African-American community. I'll give you some examples of Englewood, Roseland, Austin area, and the projects that used to be up. I always say, you know, your sin just don't affect you, but it affects everyone around you, you know. And if we look at our African-American communities, you know, our land, you know, it's waste. It's dilapidated buildings, boarded up buildings, vacant lots, no commerce, no nothing going on. It is some commerce, but they're taking it, the money in the community and taking it out of the community. And so that leaves the people who stay in the community in a desolate situation, you know, and people don't even want to come through the neighborhood or visit the neighborhood. And you got people who don't even want to witness in the neighborhood because they are afraid, you know. And but we have to continue to look and believe in God in all things and not be afraid. But I want to get back to Jeremiah, the 18th, the 3rd verse, you know, because Jeremiah was never disobedient
disobedient to the heavenly vision. So he went to the potter's house, and he took notice how the potter was working upon the wheel. And just as he was pleased with a great deal of ease in a little time, he took that lump of clay, and he designed it to form into one shape, either too stiff or it had a stone in it, or some way it came out marred in his hands. So he presently turned it into another shape, just as it seems good to the potter. So Jeremiah knew how well the potter worked, and he knew how easily he threw it into the form and what he pleased. So now, after he observed it, he got the ideal in his mind. He is more ready to distinctly apprehend that truth which God has designed him to thereby represent him and then explain it to his people. And so as we get the word of God, as we go into the potter house, as we go into the church, and we get the word of God, then we have to explain it to his people, okay? So a lot of times, most of the times, ministers will make good use, you know, of their business affairs and their life, and learn to speak more plainly and familiar to people about the things of God. But as we talk about the things of God, we have to continue to let God give us some type of direction. And as he gives us directions, then we'll be able to go out and explain the word of God to people where people can't understand it. Okay, so God has authority over us. He has the ability to form and fashion not only just us, but nations and kingdoms as he pleases to serve his own purposes. And then the Lord told Jeremiah, he said, "Can I not do with this potter?" did the Lord. So God has a clear dominion over us than the potter has over his clay. See, the potter only gives it the form, whereas we both have matter and form from God. As the potter, as the clay in the potter's hands to be molded and shaped as he pleases, God says, so you are in my hand. So, number one, God has a way, he has a sovereignty over us. He does what he thinks is fit, and it is not accountable to us. So how can we dispute what God has for us? How can we quarrel with God? How can we continually just question God when he gives us direction, you know? And every time God gives us direction, a lot of times we have to question it. We think about it. And I think sometimes we overthink it instead of just, you know, being obedient and trusting God and just do what he says, okay? But again, God formed us out of the clay, and yet we are still clay in his hands, okay? So, again, we're letting God mold us, and we're letting God mold us and shape us into what he wants to do with us. And just like he said in Jeremiah, the 29th chapter, he says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." And so all this can happen just by submitting the will to God. And even as Jeremiah went to the people to talk to the people, you know, you could start to hear his frustration because the people were starting to come against Jeremiah. And so, you know, they said in the 18th verse, they said, "Come, let us make plans against Jeremiah, for the teaching of the law by the priests will not be lost, nor will the counsel from the wise, nor the word from the prophets. So let us attack him with our tongues and pay no attention to what he said." So, beloved, a lot of times when we're doing the work of God and we're in the ministry, you know, a lot of times we get persecuted, you know, just like they did with Jeremiah. The same thing is going to be done for us. We're going to get persecuted, but we should not give up hope. But you can kind of see the frustration in Jeremiah after this happened. Because, see, God wants us to continue to
go forth in his word, go forth in his plans, no matter what people say, no matter what people think, you know, because no matter what you do, you're not going to be able to please everybody. That's just not going to happen. But from the 19th verse, you can kind of hear the frustration of Jeremiah. And I know, beloved, sometimes we can get frustrated when we're doing ministry work or we're doing what God has led us to do. Sometimes we can get frustrated. And when we do that, and when we get frustrated, we have to go to God in prayer, okay? Because in the 19th verse, it says, listen to me, O Lord, hear what my accusers are saying. You know, should the good be repaid with evil, yet they had dug a pit for me. Remember I stood before you and spoke in their behalf to turn your wrath away from them. So give their children over to famine and hand them over to the power of the sword. Let their wives be made childless and widows, let their men be put to death and their young men be slain by the sword in battle. So let a cry be heard from their houses when you suddenly hear the invaders come against them. And so getting back to what I was saying earlier in the 18th chapter, in the 18th verse, God has raised up prophets, evangelists, apostles, pastors, and teachers to prepare God's people for the works of service so that the body of Christ can be built up. So even though, beloved, as we get persecuted, God is raising us up. He is raising up people for his service, for his service. So we got to be obedient to what God wants us to do. And even though in the 18th verse, they're coming against Jeremiah and they're attacking him and they want to continue to do what they want to do. They don't want to be accountable to nobody but themselves because they want to continue to do the evil that they've been doing. Church, beloved, the same thing is happening today in our churches. And because of their disobedience, you know, and even because of our disobedience today, not so far as our disobedience, but far as disobedience of many in the church, you know, this is the aftermath of what's happening in our communities, as I spoke earlier. You know, think about it. Our children are being paid for by a price because people are selling themselves out and doing stuff, you know, all kinds of things. You know, people are either on drugs, you know, and then when they're on the drugs, on alcohol, they don't have time to take care of their children or let their children be out in the street doing whatever they want to do. And I believe that's why our young people today are just shooting up one another, killing up one another with no regard, with no malice. You know, it's just a trickle effect that's going on. Because it says, let their young men be slain by the sword in battle. But what do you think going on today with all these assault weapons out on the street? It ain't by chance that it's happened. It's something that's been designed, you know, because we're not being obedient to the word of God, beloved. And we got to continue to do what God has purposed us to do so that these things will not continue to happen in our communities. So, God is preparing us. God has prepared us and is preparing us for such a time as this. So a lot of the confusion and the things that's going on out here in the world in our communities, you know, stop. And it can stop with us because why? We're being molded by the potter. And our potter is our Lord. Is our Lord. Amen. And so we just want to continue to do what God is telling us to do. And so I want to go back to around the 14th, 15th verse in chapter 18 of Jeremiah. But because in the nature of sin itself, you know, the people were guilty. And so God forsook their idols, which was the most horrible thing that could be. But they put a most dangerous cheat upon themselves.
And then God says again, because in the 15th verse, he said, but my people have forgotten me, you know. They have burnt incense to idols. They are vain. People are being vain. They have not, they were just being content to be misled by their leaders, you know. And getting back to what I was talking about a moment ago, how a lot of people, they don't really want to take the word of God, apply it to their lives, and live the word of God. A lot of times, people want their ears tickled. You know, they want their ears tickled, and they want to be entertained in the churches. But that's not what the church is for. That's not what the Potter House is for. The Potter House is for us to get instructions from the messenger, because God has a message for us. And as God's given us the message, you know, he is forming us, he is shaping us, he is molding us as it seems best to him, you know. And even as we get the message, you know, and we're being shaped and being formed, you know, it takes a little time for us to get formed. It takes a little time for us to be shaped into God, into where God wants us to be. Because sometimes as that wheel is spinning, you know, and it's spinning and it's spinning, and God is continually trying to shape us and mold us, sometimes we can lose sight of what God has us to do and kind of spin out of control a little bit. But as we're doing that, because, see, God has given us a choice. But as God, you know, continually molding us, because God is still in control now, but he's given us a choice. He's given us a choice to choose what we want to do. We're going to either do things his way, or we're going to do things our way, or do things the world's way. But if we continue to stay on the path and let God continue to mold us and get those impurities out of us, he can use us for mighty things, you know. And I'm not saying it's not going to happen overnight, but it takes time, you know. It takes time. It took us a very long time for us to be in the shape that we're in today. So it's going to take a little time for us to be able to be molded and be formed to the way God wants us to be. But we have to be willing. We have to be willing. We have to humble ourselves, okay? We have to be ready and willing for God to use us the way he wants to use us. Because, see, a lot of times we don't want to get prideful. We don't want to get prideful. We don't want to let pride set in. And that's when them lumps and things come into the clay and the clay can get marred. But again, God is still in control. He's still shaping us. He's still molding us. Okay, but we have to conform to his will. We have to conform to God's will. And so we just continually thank God, because we have a God that knows all and he sees all. And we want to continue, because, see, God knows the vessel he needs for us to use for his glory. God knows. God knows. And so this is why we have to continually be humbled, okay, humbled. Because, see, sometimes that pride is a hard thing to let go, and it's hard to humble ourselves. But humbling ourselves is not a bad thing. I believe it's a good thing, because if we humble ourselves to the will of God, God can do some great things for us. I mean, God can do some great things through us for his glory. And this is what we're going after. We're going after doing the things that we want to be done for his glory, not for our own self-gratification, you know, not for our own, not to be on, to be rich and famous and our names be known all over the United States, because that's not what God has for us. He wants us to go into the highways and the byways and continue to compel men and women to come to Christ. That's why Jesus left us this great commission. He left us this great commission, you know. And it's in Matthew, the 28th chapter, Matthew 28. he tells us, Jesus tells us this. Matthew, the 28th chapter, starting with the 17th verse. He says, all authority in heaven on earth has been given to me. He says, therefore go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing in the name of the Father, of the Son, of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them all things I have commanded you, and surely I am with you always to the very end of age. So this is what God is today molding us and shaping us for. But we just have to just submit to his will. Submit to his will. And so we just continually just let God use us. And it's very interesting that God gave Jeremiah some more direction. In the 19th verse, he says, go buy a clay jar from a potter. You know, and he told him to take it to the priests and the elders and go out to the valley of Ben Hinnom in the entrance of the Pasher gate. And then he says, proclaim the words that I tell you. Hear the word of the Lord, O kings of Judah and people of Jerusalem. This is what the Lord Almighty of God of Israel says. You know, so Jeremiah had to give more strength. See, God is giving them more chance. See, God gives us chance. He gives them another chance. And so he tells Jeremiah to break the jar, you know. And there was an illustration now. He's going to smash the nation up. And see, once that jar is broken, it is hard. You can't put it back to the way it was again because now it is hardened. So let not our hearts be hardened. Let not our hearts be corrupt. You know, because God is our provider. God is our provider for everything. And so as he provides for us, he's continually molding us and shaping us to get us to conform to the way he wants us to be. And I know I keep saying that over and over again, but I just want us to get an understanding on what the intention is on when God wants to mold us and use us for his purposes. You know, he's molding us. He's working us. We are still at work. He's still working with us at the wheel, you know. And eventually we're gonna be that beautiful face. We're gonna be that beautiful face, that beautiful jar that he wants us to be so that we can't be broken. Amen. We can stand up to anything. And especially if we stand on his word and that's our foundation, we can stand up to anything. And so I just want to thank Kingdom Builders International. I want to thank the Kingdom Daughters, and I want to thank Evangelist Hannah and Prophetess Teresa Phillip Dox for giving me an opportunity to speak to you on tonight. But I just want to just continue to say, let God mold you, shape you, and continue to let God use you. And we just thank you in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Glory to God, glory to God. What a word, man of God. The potter's clay, glory to God. If you are on the phone lines or you over the internet or you listen to this broadcast at another time, it's all about Jesus. It's all about if you have not called on Jesus as your precious Lord and Savior, and you know that he's been tugging at your heart. You know that he's been trying to draw you. Harden not your heart to the Lord. You can't do it by yourself. You have to start getting molded into that potter that God wants you to be, that clay. So right now, all the word that God says to confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, and then you are saved. So just repeat after me, Father, I know that I have sinned. Come into my life. Come into my heart. Forgive me. Forgive me. I give you my heart. And That's all you have to do, surrender to God. And if you prayed that prayer, my prayer for you is that the Lord will fill you with the rivers of living water flowing through your belly in the name of Jesus. Glory to God with the evidence of speaking in tongues. If you prayed that prayer and you don't have a Bible, you can go to www.kingdombuildersplaza.org and let us know. And we would love to send you a Bible or an MP3 version of the Bible. If you have a prayer request, we would love to stand in your faith fight with you, pray with you, cry with you. And also, Monday through Fridays, we have intercessory prayer line from 5 a.m. to 6 a.m. in the morning. And the number is 218-895-0280. Again, 218-895-0280. And the code is 7729, the word pray, 7729. Call in, join us. Call in and just listen. Call in and give your prayer request. Glory to God. And again, Pastor Harvin enjoyed that message. Can you give some information on the location and in your church?
Yes, I can. Our location is at 6201 South Sangamon in the Inglewood community. Our worship services start at 2 p.m. We have Sunday school starting at 1:15 p.m. And it's for all ages, little kids, teenagers, and even adults. Everybody's welcome.
Glory to God. Glory to God. Do you have a midweek service, Pastor?
No, we don't, but we have Bible study on Tuesday nights at 7:30 p.m.
Okay, glory to God. Glory to God. And at this time, I'm going to open up the lines for comments or prayer requests. If you have noise in your background, can you please mute your phone? Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Okay, so at this time.
Indiana, can you hear me, Pastor Harmon? Hello?
Yes, I can.
Okay, good. To God be the glory. Hello. I just wanted to thank you and encourage you to continue on letting God use you, man of God. I had the most honored privilege to attend one of your services on last week, you and your lovely wife services, when she brought the word forth. She's such a beautiful person. And I attended with Prophetess Teresa Docks and Evangelist Hannah. And I just thank God for him allowing me to hear you share the word with us tonight and encourage us more to remain at the potter's wheel in a potter's hand. It encouraged me so much tonight, man of God, it let me know that God is still molding me, that I'm still being taught, that I'm teachable, that I'm humble, that I'm walking in the will of God. And it let me know and look forward to God's finishing work with me, the beautifying God is still doing with me. I'm enjoying it. I'm enjoying being on the potter's wheel, man of God. And thank you for bringing that word forth for us tonight. God bless you.
God bless you, and thank you for that encouraging word. I thank you. Bless you, my sister.
Mm-hmm.
Glory to God. If someone else on the line would like to come forth, you could come forth now with a comment or a prayer request. Glory to God.
I just want to come behind my husband. God bless you all. This is Pastor Bernadine Harvin. And I just want to thank God for the word that went forth tonight. Again, I concur with the sister that just came on with her comment. And I like how she said, I'm enjoying the process.
Yes.
Well, most of us can't say that we're enjoying the process. So we thank God for the space that can say glory to God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. How God you want to make me out of. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I don't care how I feel sometimes. Glory to God. Glory to God. I'm okay with the God. Hallelujah, Jesus. And that's something that we all need to strive to be in the place of saying, I'm enjoying the process, God, because I know that outcome, as our pastor said in Jeremiah 29:11, is good. We already know he got an expected end for us. Glory to God. And that expected end is a future, and a hope. And some verses is stated that way. So we're just so grateful tonight for the work that God is doing with all of us. Glory to God. We must all remember we're all on the potter's wheel until Christ for the church, right?
Yes.
We're being perfected. Glory to God. We're being perfected. Hallelujah. None of us are perfect. Hallelujah. It says we all sin and come short of the glory of God.
Yes.
But I just thank God tonight for the word that went forth to tell us to hold on, to stay where God got us.
Yes.
Don't move. Don't get yourself marred, like Pastor Mark said, by allowing maybe sin to enter in. It could be sin of pride. Yeah. He mentioned that. All types of different sin, right? He mentioned those things.
Amen.
But we could be marred in that way when we allow, we're not listening to the voice of God. We could get marred. We're going off the beaten path. He got one path for us, but then we want to go another way. We can get marred that way. It's the same way as a potter. He stated that the potter constantly are wetting his hands and molding the clay, right? And the same way with us. If we decide we want to go an opposite way of the way the Lord is trying to take us, then what's going to happen? It's going to be a negative effect. Glory to God. A negative effect. And the outcome is not going to be good at all.
Not going to be good at all.
Amen. Amen.
Stay on the wheel till he finishes.
Amen. Amen. And that is so true. Just peeing back on the woman of God said about going through with joy, because no matter what, we're going to have to go through. So you might as well go through in joy and enjoying it. Glory to God. And just looking forward to the finished work. Just looking forward and just praising God as you see, as you go from glory to glory in Him, and you see what He's doing while you're on the potter's wheel. It just makes you fall more and more in love with Him. Wow, God.
Yes.
God.
Hallelujah.
You are the true and living God.
Yes.
Just think about it. When we first started, where we was at.
Jesus.
And where we at now?
Jesus.
Is He take us from glory to glory? So I love that, because, you know, I love to say the joy, the peace, and the strength of God is man, no matter what I go through. I don't go about happiness, because happiness comes and goes, but as we on that wheel, thank you, God, we got to go through.
Yeah.
We might as well go through with a smile on our face, being joyful in the Lord. Glory to God. Glory to God.
Amen. That, you know what? That's beautiful how y'all put that, you know, being joyful, and it's beautiful. But Jeremiah didn't see it that way. But it's a new day, though. It's a new day.
Yes, it is.
And God
yes,
has
it
a
is.
In a way. Yeah.
Amen.
Yep.
Amen.
And we have this day because we got Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And it says now what the joy of the Lord is our what? Strength. Hallelujah. We can do all
glory.
The
glory.
Christ
glory. Glory. Glory.
Thank God what Jesus did on that cross.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Jesus. Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Is there anyone else on the line that would like to come forth, have a prayer request? The line's open. Glory to God. Glory to Jesus. Well, we just thank you, Lord God. We just thank you, Father God. We thank you, God, for using the man of God in the name of Jesus, Lord God. I bind every spirit of retaliation, a backlash, Lord God, that may try to come against the man of God, his family, or his ministry in the name of Jesus. I thank you that no weapon formed against him shall prosper, Lord God. I thank you, Father God, as you elevating him and you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. That you will continue to supply every need for the man of God and his family and the ministry, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. While they is on that potter's wheel, Lord God, and you are molding us more and more, him more and more into your image, God. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God, that he shall not lack no good thing in you, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. God, you get all the glory, God. You get all the glory. And again, if you know someone that needs to hear this message, they can log on to www.blogtalkradio.com/Kingdom Builders International. After we hang up within the next 10 minutes, this broadcast will be in the archives on the on-demand section, and you'll just see Cornerstone Christian Center. And listen to it again. Let it marinate in your spirit what God is doing. Men of God, do you have some closing remarks?
Yes, I do. I do have a few closing remarks. I just, again, we're going back to the wheel. I like how y'all put it. As we continue to stay on the wheel, as we stay on the wheel, let's be joyful. And even though the walk might get difficult sometimes, but we can still do it all in joy. Why is that? Because Jesus is our intercessor. Amen. And men and women of God, don't give up, don't give in, but just continue to stay focused on Jesus. And no matter what people say, they can call you Jesus freak. All right, so we are Jesus freak. We love Jesus, all right? So just no matter what people persecute you, they're going to say things, even to people in church, and that's the sad part about it. But, again, if we continue to let God mold us and shape us on that wheel, we're doing it for his glory. And once we remember, and once we keep that in mind, that we're doing it for his glory, keep our worship, everything that we do it for his glory. Because God knows the vessel that he needs us to be. And I'm going to end it right there. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Thank
and I just want to also just say, too, I thank God for making us vessels meet for the master's use. It's nothing like being used for our Lord. Hallelujah. Being vessels that he can look at and say, hey, daughter, I need you to do this. I need you to say that. I need you to go and preach this word or teach this word or pray for someone. Hallelujah. Or even extend yourself as far as giving of yourself to someone else. You are a vessel meet for the master's use. Glory to God. So all of us should be trying to yield ourselves in that capacity. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus, that we desire to be vessels meet, ready, willing, able, fit for the master's use. Glory to God.
Amen. Amen. And glory to God. And glory to God. And we love you, Pastor, Pastor. Glory to God. Glory to God. And we just thank you again for yielding yourself to the Lord tonight and allowing him to use you. Glory to God. And also, you can go to www.kingdombuilderplaza.org if you would like to make a donation to Kingdom Builders International. It is a secure website. Glory to God. And again, Kingdom Builders International, just thank you for allowing God to use you, man of God, and just speak increase into your life. Glory to God. And with all that is said, good night, and we love you, but God love you more, and stay on that potter's wheel.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Glory to God.
Call on the line of Judah.